ओम शांति। बहन जी ने बहुत लंबा परिचय दे दिया।
सर एमसी हैज गिवन अ वेरी लॉन्ग इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ द सूर्य भाई।
हम सभी
तो सूर्य भाई क्लास स्टार्टेड नाउ।
पहले तो इस हॉल
टुडे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
अपनी ईश्वरीय शक्तियों से
चार्ज द होल डायमंड हॉल टू गॉडली पावर्स एंड देन वी विल इनवोक बाबा एंड विल टेक अ टॉपिक।
हम अपने को शक्तिशाली
वी शुड मेक अवर सेल्फ पावरफुल। हाउ डू वी मेक एंड वी विल थिंक अबाउट
शक्तिशाली।
आई एम अ पावरफुल एंड एक्सेप्टिंग दिस
अपनी शक्तियों का प्रयोग।
वी विल बी एक्सपेरिमेंटिंग आवर पावर।
तो सभी स्वचिंतन
के ऑल ऑफ यू स्टार्ट सेल्फ थिंकिंग एंड लेट अस डू अ वेरी फर्स्ट प्रैक्टिस। आई एम द चाइल्ड ऑफ ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी। So I am most powerful just as the child of a tiger is tiger. Similarly, I am also very powerful. Accept this, everyone, accept this. Each and every part of my body, red light of powers are spreading everywhere.
और ये शक्तियों
एंड दिस रेज ऑफ पावर्स
मेरे चारों ओर एक आभा मंडल बना रही
आर क्रिएटिंग एन ओरा अराउंड मी।
देखें अपने को
सी योर सेल्फ इन द मिडल ऑफ दिस ओरा।
मेरे चारों
अराउंड मी देयर इज अ पावरफुल वेरी पावरफुल ओरा।
I'm
up above Almighty, the rays of the powers of Almighty Authority falling on me in the form of a fountain.
और ये सर्वशक्तिवान
एंड दिस रेन ऑफ अलमाइटी अथॉरिटी हैज स्प्रेडेड इन द होल डायमंड हॉल एंड हैज चार्ज्ड द एटमॉस्फेयर ऑफ डायमंड हॉल। इट हैज बिकम वेरी पावरफुल वेयर ऑल द शिव शक्तिज आर सिटिंग together. Om Shanti. This beautiful practice performed every day at your homes, workplace, offices. If you perform this practice once in a day, the atmosphere will become powerful. Today, the Baba has in each and everyone in the form of a diamond. It was a very beautiful thing in this long, since long we have heard this thing for the first time, that the God is seeing his children in the form of a diamond. All the diamonds are sparkling. The one
जो चमकती हुई आत्मा के स्वरूप
दोज स्टेबलाइज सेंसेस इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ए स्पार्कलिंग सोल दे बिकम डायमंड एंड दे ऑल्सो बिकम द एक्टर फॉर द होल कल्पा.
जो जीरो बनते
दोज हु बिकम जीरो मीन्स होम दोज हु बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस दे बिकम हीरो एक्टर. हीरो एक्टर ऑफ कॉन्शियस एज एंड ऑल्सो हीरो एक्टर इज ईच एंड एवरी बर्थ इन हिस्ट्री इन द फील्ड ऑफ रिलीजन दोज हु हैव परफॉर्म वेरी बिग बिग टास्क ऑल दोज बिग देयर आर sitting here, they are the hero actors, they are the sparkling diamonds. So let us have once again a practice. See yourself in the middle of the forehead, between the two eyes, the bhrukuti. See yourself in the form of a sparkling light. I am a sparkling diamond, and from this very colorful rays are emerging out and spreading everywhere. I am sitting in the middle of the forehead between the two eyebrows. Focus your intellect on your form.
मैं अनमोल
आई एम इनवैल्यूएबल ज्वेल
जिसे भगवान भी बहुत प्यार
आई एम ज्वेल होम द गॉड ऑल्सो लव्स अ लॉट
उसके नैनो
एंड द लाइट ऑफ हिज आईज
जो मुझे फ्लॉलेस हीरा बना
ही हैज कम हियर टू मेक मी फ्लॉलेस डायमंड. He gives me drishti and removing all the flaws in the diamond, the soul. I am a sparkling jewel in the middle of the forehead between the two eyebrows. Om. If you stabilize yourself in such a state, the more powers and virtues get pulled inside the soul, and our many efforts become simplified, our sanskars become very soft, and therefore everyone should pay a lot of attention on this practice. Let us have a thinking. I am very powerful. Since the time we have said that Baba is mine, the Almighty Authority has kept his hand over my head and transferred all of his powers to me. Accept this. He has transferred all of his powers to me. I'm the most powerful one. Accept, please accept this. So have a thinking. I am more powerful than Maya and also more powerful than problems, than circumstances. Even I am more powerful than the atmosphere of this iron age. Have this thinking churning internally. I told you four things powerful more than Maya. Battling with Maya. Many people accepted the defeat, but Baba came and gave his all the powers to everyone. And has shown an easy path to conquer Maya, to become victorious for Maya. Why the sannyasis and the Rishi Muni got defeated by Maya? Because they didn't receive any path. To conquer vices they didn't know. They only know that we have to renounce. So now I'm keeping two thoughts in front of you. Everyone has to conquer lust and angry completely. Remember, these are the two big forms of Maya. Those who have conquered lust has conquered the world. The one who has conquered the anger, his intellect become divine. So have the two thoughts for this. One, I am master, almighty authority. I am a victorious jewel. Everyone has to become victorious. Those who have diaries, please note it down. I am a victorious jewel. In every kalpa, many a time, I have defeated Maya. Have this thought every day. Do this practice tapasya for 3 months. Those who have very good purity, they can do for 21 days. And those who have a less purity, they can practice this for 3 months. I have defeated the lust and anger. These two are the devils. In the scriptures, they have shown the fighting between the devils and the deities. So these are the two devils. I have conquered these two devils many a time. Have a thought that I have defeated Maya 10,000 times. You must be knowing. The wrestler, when they fight, and if the one has defeated the other many times, then he will play that wrestling like a game. So we have also defeated Maya. So let us do once again a practice. Have this thought go into your subconscious. Have the thought in such a way that it should go into the subconscious mind. Once again, let us have a practice. I am a master, almighty authority. I am fulfilled with godly powers. Every kalp I have been victorious over Maya, and now with me is the God Himself. My victory is definite, sure. I'm more powerful than Maya. Do have this thought again and again. I am more powerful than Maya. Maya is nothing. The name of the weakness is Maya. And I have got the godly powers from Baba. So with the help of intellect, see up above the sun of knowledge with his all the rays, each having rain over us, rain of knowledge, rain of rays, of powers. Have a determined thought. I will defeat Maya completely, totally, and going to become victorious as well. Om Shanti. A small method that you can do internally, you can note down also. Teachers, you should also write down so that you can teach everyone. As soon as you get up early in the morning, you have to perform this experiment for 21 days. I am a master, almighty authority, the very first thought as soon as you get up. Second thought, I am a victorious jewel. Third thought, I am the conqueror of six lust. The fourth thought, I am supremely pure. So these are the four thoughts. Remember this thought 21 times. If you feel that when I am remembering this thought, my mind is stumbling here and there, wandering here and there, then keep on writing. You will find that the power of purity is increasing and the power of six lust is finishing. Similarly, in order to conquer anger, the first two thoughts will be same. That is my, I am master of my authority, I am a victorious will, and I am free from anger. I am peaceful. You have to do in this sequence, and that too for 21 times, 21 days or 3 months. Your state will become very powerful, great force, bodily attraction, and many other things will finish. Let us once again create the aura of purity around us. Do this thought 5 times. I am an angel of purity.
Mere ang ang
from each and every part of my body, the golden rays of purity are spreading everywhere. And around me, a very bright, bright aura has been created of golden rays. In the middle of this aura, so I put in front of you two types aura. First one will make you more powerful and other will increase the power of purity. Remember, those who become complete pure, to them only the others will be having vision. Note down that at the end of the establishment, at the time of destruction, who wish to give the visions to the world of your own deity form, they should become complete pure. Second, those souls only will become victorious and will come into the rosary of victorious jewels. And now it is the time for
ईस्ट पटेल नगर की एक टीचर बहन, कोरोना काल में उसको मृत घोषित कर दिया।
इन द कोरोना टाइम द वन सिस्टर ऑफ इस दिल्ली ईस्ट पटेल नगर वॉज डिक्लेयर्ड एज डेड एंड वॉज केप्ट फॉर द क्रीमेशन।
उसकी उंगली को
हल्की from her side and he saw that his finger is having the some fluctuation and so she was taken out of the cabin of the glass and she was asked how come you came back as you were declared back dead. She said I was facing a monster almighty authority.
सर्वशक्तिवान का
तो शी सेड आई प्रैक्टिस दिस प्रैक्टिस ऑफ ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी नाउ वी आर मूविंग प्रोसीडिंग टुवर्ड्स अ ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल सॉन्ग एवरीवन शुड डू अ ब्यूटीफुल प्रैक्टिस सेम प्रैक्टिस आई एम अंडर द रेस ऑफ Sun of knowledge, under the canopy of rays of sun of knowledge.
योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
Shanti, we have to make ourselves powerful, pay attention on something. These are the very big secrets Baba has told us. At this time around us, the influence of an age is very heavy, very dangerous. Lust, anger, greed. There is a fire of these vices and the bad karmas of the people have increased and their influence should not influence us, and therefore we need to create aura around us. Those who know these things or those who have studies about the seven chakras, but with the help of yoga power, the chakras open and our aura become powerful. So everyone should pay attention. Second thing, the second secret, the very big secret that you should know is that we are coming to a point, we are reaching to a point. Yes, pay attention everyone. Don't see the people who are coming and going in the diamond hall. You just pay attention on the point. And the karma, the vices of various births are awakening now. You might be seeing that, you know, the cancer patients are increasing, the mental illness is increasing. So our own sanskars and the force of the bad karmas, we need to stop this force. We need to become very powerful. Third thing, the circumstances are increasing in each and every home, in each and every house, because the members of the family, see, the first of one person is single, then double, then four, then eight. So in your family, those souls are coming with whom you have the very heavy relationship. They are coming to settle your karmic accounts. So you have to be very powerful to face the attack of such karmic accounts so that our stay should not get spoiled. So now let us invoke Baba with lot of concentration. We will invite Baba. Focus, stabilize your intellect in the Supreme Abode on Supreme Father Shiv Baba. Invite him cordially with the right, O Almighty Authority, O Son of Knowledge, O the remover of the sorrows of everyone, please leave your supreme abode and come to us in the corporeal world. The up above, Bap and Dada both spreading their brightness everywhere are coming down. And now he is in front of us. The moment he reached in front of me, he kept his hand of blessings over my head. Feel it. Feel that the hand of the Almighty Authority is over my head. And from his hand, the rays of powers are getting merged in me. And now Baba is giving drishti.
Baba drishti de rahe hain.
Baba giving drishti, he applies tilak on my forehead. And he said, child, be master almighty authority. Don't worry. You don't be afraid. I'm always the canopy for you. And while giving drishti, Baba went back to his supreme abode. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
In front of circumstances, in order to conquer the circumstances, we need to keep our powers activated, and which means all my powers should be in my awareness. When we have this awareness that I'm a master almighty authority, our all powers will get activated. And also remember the Baba's version that circumstances are nothing. Thing, but it's the creation of a weak mind. Those who are fighting with the circumstances, they should not down. If you practice a lot of the Master Almighty Authority, the weak mind will become powerful. Just as the weak mind creates circumstances, a powerful mind destroys the circumstances. Many people have this such experiences that there are many circumstances in their life, but with the practice of Master Almighty Authority, they destroy the circumstances. So in circumstances, I'm going to keep in front of you 3 points of inculcation for dharana, which will help you not to come circumstances in front of you, even if you are in a family of 5 members, in a gathering of 3 people. We need to become very sweet, soft, and polite. These are the 3 English words. Sweet, we sweet. It is not that you have to speak sweetly, but your stay should be sweet. Your life should be filled with the sweetness, godly sweetness. Second, soft. Soft means very simple, living the life in an easy way. And third, polite. Humbleness, egolessness. In this world, there are many problems because of ego, because of body consciousness, because of arrogance. The one who has arrogance cannot bow down. He always says, I am the right one, and all of you are wrong. The many problems in relations and families is because of this ego. But those who bow down, they are great. Those who become humble, those who become polite, they can become very great yogis and can experience the pleasure of yoga, and that is the biggest pleasure in the world. So have I internally. And see whether I have any arrogance of intellect, of wealth, of family, of powers, of authorities. And because of ego or arrogance, people misbehave. And the many very big eminent persons, because of this ego, has to leave the status, the stage. And therefore, we should leave the ego. And so we need to practice a lot to increase our self-respect, and thereby we can destroy our ego. I'm very polite, I'm egoless. But if by just saying I'm egoless, it doesn't work. But when we have the self-respect practice, I'm egoless, then it will become result-oriented. One thing I repeat in classes again and again, because that is the very beautiful thing of my experience. Whatever that belongs to me, whether it is intellect, or whether I receive the success, or whether our name is very famous, or our talent is very beautiful, all those are the gifts from God. You should have this realization very well. Accept this. Whatever belongs to me, whatever I have attained, it is a gift from God. So sweet, soft and polite we have to become. So once again, let us move towards the subtle region, to Baba.
Sukshm lok mein Baba ke paas.
In an easy way, think that I angel going up, crossing the sky, have reached the subtle region where moonlight is spread everywhere and there is supreme bliss. I am here in the angelic world, full of white light, moonlight. The infant Bab Dada with his bright aura is present there. The divine brightness of Bab Dada is spreading to distant places, to a very long distance it is reaching. Baba is giving drishti.
Baba drishti
feel very well that through drishti the rays of light and might are falling on me. This is a very beautiful meeting of mine with Baba. A unique meeting, a beautiful meeting. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. If you have any burden on your mind, just hand over to Baba and become very, very light. Give all your burdens to Baba and become light. The Lord of Innocence is very pleased. Today he is in the form of Lord of Innocence and he is ready to give whatever I wish. So think what you want to wish from him. Baba has applied tilak on my forehead. And he spoke child, he speaks child.
और बोले बच्चे मुझसे
ask whatever you wish, ask with full right. So ask for yourself, for your family, for your whole world, whatever you wish. The Supreme Sadguru, the Lord of Innocent, has given this blessing. Let it be. Receiving drishti from Baba, I, the angel, came back to my physical body. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
And now each and everyone have a very powerful thought in front of Baba, because in the coming time, their coming time will become more and more delicate. It isn't that Corona has gone and therefore life has become normal, peaceful. No, but in different forms, the delicate times are going to come. The delicate times will come in different forms, so we need to become powerful, fearless. We should not allow our stage to get spoiled. So make this thing firm. I'm going to put some things in front of you. If you make the practice of this, your stage will become very powerful, very beautiful. The very first thing, very small thing, that I don't have to spoil my stage. Yes, circumstances, problems will definitely come, but they will come and go back. So give this thought to yourself. If your stage is elevated, the circumstances will finish. Make this point the firm, because this is the godly version. No matter whatever comes in your way,
इसलिए कुछ भी बातें आए, देखो बहुतों ने अपना
इस इन दिस कोरोना टाइम मेनी है लास्ट
जिनके परिवारों से कई कई
द फैमिली मेंबर्स
जिनको खुद भी डिडंट
फाइंड देयर स्टेज दे रिमेन कंटेंटफुल आत्मा कंटेंटफुल सोल
बनकर रहे. और एक संकल्प जो हम आपको हर क्लास में देते हैं उसका बहुत सुंदर
एंड द सर्कमस्टेंसेस वी कैन नॉट चेंज को हम एक्सेप्टेड बिकॉज़ कोरोना केम वेंट टू द हॉस्पिटल वी एक्सेप्टेड एंड वी डिडंट अलाउ टू स्पॉइल अवर स्टेज एंड दे गॉट क्योर्ड एंड केम बैक टू होम. So pay attention that whatever will happen with me will happen good. Why? Because God is with me. This thought has very power. You can teach this to a non-BK soul also. All these thoughts are very powerful. The effect of thoughts on each one is the same. So have a thought. With me is God, and therefore whatever will happen with me will happen good. Even if something is happening somewhat which is not good, but accept it and keep your stage stable, that and the many things will become very good. These are the experiences of thousands and thousands of brothers, but those who spoil their stage, their game got spoiled. The Dharma is predestined. This knowledge of drama that Baba has given, whatever happened in the previous kalpa is happening the same now. So just like Brahma Baba made this point very firm, you also made this point very firm. Many people ask, In my life, something bad has happened in my life, so it shouldn't happen next alpha. Is there any method? So the what method we need actually, don't remember that again and again, and acquire your skills. It will happen in the next kalpa, 5,000 years after, so why are you worrying about that? So don't remember such things in your life. So whatever, that thing is happening to you in my drama. With me is God, and I myself is very, very powerful. While practicing this, nature is very stable. This is the group of Karnataka, and many others are also there. I'm very happy that because Baba has told you, the diamond has seen you in the form of diamond, and also let me tell one thing to teachers also. I conduct the class every time, but today, everyone is sitting this in a disciplined way. The discipline was laid in other groups, and therefore I'm appreciating all of you.
मैं आप सभी को appreciate कर रहा हूँ.
हाँ, the souls from Karnataka are having a lot of bhavana.
महान आत्माएं आपके
Baba has said very beautiful things for those from Karnataka. I always remember, you should also remember, don't forget. Baba says you are very egoless, brothers and sisters. I remember when Yajna was very small. So the group from Bangalore or Karnataka, they used to come to the kitchen and clean each and every thing. Everyone used to know that now Karnataka people have come, they will clean each and everything. So we would also become happy when we see the Karnataka people. So you keep on increasing your service, and on this day, today, the presence of Baba is there in this diamond hall. So think very well. Many a times people say, we can listen to, we can watch the Baba's TV, Baba's Murli in TV. No, it is not only listening, but it is the matter of sitting in the atmosphere which is charged with Baba's vibrations. I saw yesterday 500 brothers and sisters were sitting there in front of Prakash Stambh. But I could see that you can hear Murli anywhere, but you cannot experience such bliss everywhere. So you come here for 5 to 7 days and you charge yourself, you listen Murli. Murli is such a way that Baba has come and talking to me. This is the very beautiful method of listening Murli. And have thought that whatever Baba will say today, I will definitely imbibe that one thing from the Murli forever in the life. And now let us all go to the supreme abode, to Baba. Make yourself be seated in the supreme abode. I, the soul in the supreme abode, and above me is the God, and his rays are falling over me.